Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. You don't have to watch the Charlie Brown Christmas special to know that ice skating is a big part of the holiday season. And for the last 14 years in Pittsburgh, that's meant going downtown to PPG Place and skating on the one-of-a-kind outdoor rink. This season, that rink has been replaced by a brand-new, larger ice rink. Here to talk about the changes and the improvements and what skaters can expect is Harry Datz. He's the rink manager at PPG Place. Harry Datz, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Why was it necessary to make changes here?
Well, the changes were necessary to accommodate more people who are coming down to enjoy the spirit of Christmas in downtown Pittsburgh. Making it bigger is definitely going to make people have more space out on the rink and hopefully bring more people down to skate with us.
So it got to the point where there were just so many people showing up that somebody thought, you know what, if we put more ice out there, it might be a better experience for everybody.
Absolutely. We want people to come down, enjoy their time here, have a little more space to skate, get through here, have something to eat in Market Square, and just enjoy all of downtown Pittsburgh.
What kind of changes were made?
We expanded the ice surface by a considerable amount. We've also installed more energy-efficient mechanisms to help keep the ice at the proper frozen temperature. We've installed new dasher boards to give it a better gleaming appearance, as well as defining the sight lines in the glass surrounding the rink.
And in terms of the size, how much more ice is out there? How comparable is this ice sheet to other famous ice sheets, like, say, Rockefeller Center, for example?
Well, to put numbers on it in percentages, we are 28% bigger than we were last year. That will accommodate about 100 more people on the ice, and will also give them just a little bit more space to skate with those 100 more people who are accommodated. We are roughly two-thirds the size of an NHL ice rink, and as far as Rockefeller Center, we've always been bigger than Rockefeller Center, and now we're 67% bigger than Rockefeller Center.
More than half as big as Rockefeller Center.
Yes, more than half as big as Rockefeller Center.
And has it been hard to keep the ice in good shape, especially with the warm fall that we've had?
Well, weather always plays a factor into how we operate on an outdoor ice rink in downtown Pittsburgh, for sure. We deal with a number of factors underneath the awesome glass buildings of PPG Place. A sunny day can affect us. Warm temperatures can affect us. The wind coming off the rivers can affect us. There's a lot of factors that go into the process of keeping good ice.
This rink is surrounded. PPG Place is beautiful. It's surrounded by towering glass structures. Does the sun reflect off of that and create maybe more warmth or more challenges for you just because of all of the glass that exists here?
Yeah, it can. It doesn't always. It takes a number of weather factors to work against us. We're usually pretty good with one weather factor, whether it be sun load, warmth, or wind. But when we have two factors working against us, that's when we can really have a detrimental effect to the quality of our ice. It's the sun is beautiful in the daytime, but if we're warm and sunny, it can definitely leave a nice little sheen of water on top of the ice. But a sunny day at freezing temperatures, it's the prime place to skate in the city.
How do you resurface the ice? On most rinks, you, of course, have a Zamboni, and I'm guessing you have something like that around here, but I can't see it.
Something like that, we have that exact thing. We do have a full-size Zamboni to resurface the ice. It is hidden behind the glass doors, right by our skate rental office. So we use that periodically to resurface the ice about every hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on how busy we are.
And is the ice better with the increased size and the new equipment that you have for making the ice? Is the quality of the ice better than it's been before?
We're running a more efficient system, so the quality of the ice is supreme on this ice rink. We work hard to keep it at a very high level, to keep people coming back, and we're known for the quality of our ice. Even though we have thousands of people skate on it each day and beat it up, we work hard to keep it in pristine condition.
It really does look beautiful. I don't think I'm imagining this when I say that compared to years past, coming down here, the ice looks really fantastic. And, of course, there's the big Christmas tree in the middle. It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm talking with Harry Datz. He is the rink manager at PPG Place. music is a big part of the experience of coming down here to skate. Who decides what's going to get played?
Well, that would be the folks at Highwoods Properties that decide. They are the owner of the ice rink, and we play the music designed for the ice rink, and it's holiday music through the holidays. And then once the New Year rolls around, New Year's Eve, we start playing some top 40s and keep the spirit alive of our fun festive tradition moving into the New Year.
Is the rink open longer than it's been in the past?
No, we're open the same number of days, the same number of hours as we have in traditional history. We have consistent hours to build that tradition up for the folks who come skating with us. It's very easy to remember when we're open, so they can just stop down and skate. As long as they know our hours, we can get them in here.
A lot of thought has been put into this. I'm sure you have a lot of input. Ultimately, who are the decision makers when it comes to creating this skating experience?
The folks at Highwoods Properties are the owner of the ice rink. I work for a management company. They ultimately have the decision to make a beautiful atmosphere and create a beautiful rink, and they turn it over to us each and every season that we've been here for the 15 years, and we work hard to put forth a good product for them. I think they like us. We keep coming back, and we keep increasing our attendance so more people can enjoy an iconic holiday tradition for sure.
And is that something you take pride in, the fact that your work to create a good environment, a really solid and smooth ice surface, that that when you watch people out there enjoying themselves skating around that big Christmas tree, that must be a source of pride for you, I would imagine?
Absolutely. Every year on Light Up Night when they illuminate that tree, it warms my heart. And it kicks off my season, and I'm just rip-roaring and ready to go for an awesome holiday time. After the holidays are over, I love seeing people come out and skate, regardless if the Penguins are playing an Olympic year. It's just fantastic. I take a lot of pride and joy in operating this facility to the best of my abilities, and I have an awesome staff that works with me to put forth a great product.
Who shows up in terms of celebrities? Do you get any of the Penguins coming down here? Does Mario sometimes sneak in here and skate?
Mario usually comes announced. We do get a couple of the Penguins who sneak in with their families discreetly, absolutely. They come down daytime. They come down in the evenings. They're here quite often, as a matter of fact. We've had big-name celebrities come and skate with us, from figure skating stars to national celebrities, including Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise skated on this rink. How was he?
Tom Cruise was awesome. He has some hockey background in some of his movie roles, so he was an excellent skater. His wife was here at the time. His wife was here, and they watched.
Which one? When Nicole Kidman, Holmes, who?
It was Katie.
Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes was here with their daughter. Katie was really awesome to talk to. Her sister was a student here. She was very familiar with the town. She's from Toledo, Ohio, originally. And I had an awesome conversation with her, a lot about Oakland and what goes on in Oakland.
Well, thanks for having us down here. We're going to go test out the ice and glide along with the rest of the folks out there. And it's been a pleasure talking with you. Harry Datz is the rink manager at PPG Place. Thanks for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
And that piece produced by Katie Blackley, who enjoyed skating on the ice rink at PPG Place, as did I. And we would certainly not discourage you from going down there, even though it's busy during this holiday season. Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, a conversation with Safdar Khwaja, president of the Pittsburgh chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.